A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, it's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. Thanks so much for making this a part of your day. Wherever it is you get your favorite podcasts, I hope you will subscribe and follow to have it waiting for you each and every day. We will get to a Braves series loss against Tampa in a moment, and the smell of football is in the air, which I know Georgia fans and SEC fans are very excited about. We'll talk about that coming up. We are brought to you by United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. If you need, like a lot of us do from time to time, a pressure wash job done at our home or a soft wash of our home to bring back the life of that very important investment, you can go to unitedbincleaning.com and they'll take 10% off any pressure wash job. At United Bin Cleaning, they did the pressure washing of my deck, my fence, my driveway, and they did an amazing job on all three. You can get 10% off just by using the promo code MATLANA at unitedbincleaning.com, or you can get in touch with the owner directly. Yes, I know him. His name is Jeff Terry, and he will take your call directly. If you want to give him a call and mention promo code MATLANA, they will take 10% off any of those pressure washing or soft washing jobs at 404-889-3355. Your promo code is MATLANA. All right, let's get to the business of the day. The Braves did lose 2-3 to Tampa over the weekend, and they're once again four games behind the Mets now in the NL East. So they lose 2-3, but it really could have been a sweep and maybe should have been a sweep. This series is kind of a microcosm of the Braves season. Let's talk about the good first, because they had a new look lineup with Jock Peterson making his first two starts on Saturday and Sunday, and he was very good. Jock was 4-for-10. Home run, double, 4 RBI in his first two starts, gave you everything and more you could have wanted. The Braves also made a small deal for Steven Vaught, the great Steven Vaught, as they try to procure every mid-30s catcher in Major League Baseball. And even Vaught had a good day in his first start Sunday. He was 3-for-4 with an RBI. But it wasn't enough, because the Braves' bullpen just flat-out gave two games away again over the weekend. So if I describe all three of those Braves games against Tampa as very winnable and games that you probably should have won, it shouldn't be a shock that you lost two of them when you combine having a bad bullpen with a less than great bullpen manager, and I'm being kind to call Snit that. I don't think he manages bullpens well at all. So Friday night, the Braves are up 6-4 in the eighth inning, lost that game. Yesterday, up 4-3 in the seventh, lost that game, and it's a little bit of everybody. So Friday night, A.J. Minter struggled like he did all weekend. He gave up a hit, a couple of walks, a run in just two-thirds of an inning. Then Chris Martin, who has been Mr. Dependable in his Braves career, continues to have a very roller coaster season. He gave up four hits, two runs, and did it in an inning's worth of action. That was the undoing. Yesterday, again, A.J. Minter, a couple of hits, a couple of runs allowed, and just a third of an inning pitch. And then Luke Jackson, who has mostly been good, added fuel to the fire, gave up two hits, including a home run, walked a batter, two runs in two-thirds of an inning. So back to A.J. Minter. And A.J. a year ago in the shortened season was as good as any reliever in baseball. ERA under one. We remember the bullpen game where he started in the postseason against the Dodgers. So, you know, those memories are not that far off in the distance. But he's certainly not that guy right now. A.J., and this number, by the way, credit to Dave O'Brien. A.J. Minter has a 7.45 ERA. Couple of losses and two blown saves in his past 15 appearances. In those games, he's given up 17 hits, 8 earned runs, and 4 walks in just 9 2/3. So the Braves optioned Minter to AAA Gwinnett following yesterday's game. They're going to start Kyle Muller tonight, so they made that roster spot available for Muller. So that's the small picture. Braves missed an opportunity to win a couple of games. They could be just maybe two games out behind the Mets, who had a bad weekend in Pittsburgh, but they couldn't take advantage. The bigger picture, just 12 days to go before the trade deadline. And let me be clear about this. My opinion didn't change after the Jock Peterson move. But if the Braves don't want to be sellers at the deadline just because they're worried about the optics of waving the white flag and they have tickets to sell and they want people to sort of understand that, you know, we're still thinking we're in the race, all right, fine. I don't agree with that, but I certainly wouldn't add anything of significance to this team just because there are too many holes to fill. You need a bat or two in the starting lineup. You need a reliever or two. You might need a starter depending on where Ian Anderson's shoulder is, and you probably need a bench bat. That's just too much to go out and fix, considering the injuries and the holes this team has right now. Don't sell. That's your prerogative. Convince yourself you'll stay in a bad NL East race. That's fine. But also, don't trade anything of significance that you have in your future plans to squeeze a few more wins out of this team. They're just not very good, and I'm not telling you something you don't know. But it's not something that can be solved with one other move, adding an outfielder and adding a relief pitcher. While those moves can't hurt, it's not enough to make a major difference, and I wouldn't do it again at the expense of anything that you consider part of the future plans. The Braves and Padres will play a three-game series beginning tonight at Truist Park. As I said, Kyle Muller will get the start against Yu Darvish. Tuki Toussaint will make his season debut with a start tomorrow night, and then Charlie Morton will get the ball on Wednesday afternoon. We are brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. This isn't your father's sports bar. This is the ultimate sports bar experience, and you want to enjoy it. Downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Check out their wall-to-wall flat screens, their self-serve taps, a craft bar, chef-inspired menu, and they'll take 10% off any of your lunch orders if you mention the promo code THEDAILY10. The name of this podcast, just say THEDAILY10. They hand you the check. It'll be 10% off any of those great lunch items like the flatbreads, the great burgers, the wings, whatever you want to enjoy at the Daily Draft. And a reminder, new Realm fans, all this month at the Daily Draft, enjoy their upcoming flight of the month. With every new Realm Brewing Company purchase, whether it's a flight or a pint, a percentage of that will go to Camp Twin Lakes all month long. So let's raise a pint for a great cause at Camp Twin Lakes in the Daily Draft. Okay, so SEC Media Days gets underway today in Hoover, Alabama, which is kind of the beginning of what we start focusing on in the football season. And if you don't know the lay of the land at SEC Media Days, so the first 3-4 days is just all about the coaching interviews, player interviews, and it's just, you know, a primer for the SEC season. On the final day there, the media is handed a ballot where they can vote for the winner of the SEC East, SEC West, the conference, individual player awards, that type of thing. The reason I bring it up, there's a go-to in the SEC media every single year by default, and that's that Alabama will win the conference, and they've earned that benefit of the doubt. I saw where Tony Barnhart wrote a preview piece last week talking about 3 or 4 things to pay attention to at SEC Media Days, and he discussed how much Alabama lost from last year's national championship-winning team. It's probably the same piece here anybody else would have written a year ago when Alabama lost so much off the team 2 years ago with Tua and a bunch of other NFL talent. Now, the media vote, again, will be overwhelmingly Alabama to win the West and Alabama to win the conference, and I understand it. I would probably lean towards doing the same most years. They've earned the benefit of the doubt with their dominance. But this wouldn't be one of the years I would give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say you went into the idea of, like, voting Alabama every year for the next 10 years to win the SEC. You'd probably be right 8 out of the 10 years, really would. But there are exceptions to that rule. This year is one of those exceptions. Georgia should be the pick to win the conference. Alabama will get the benefit of the doubt pick. If you did a side-by-side comparison and took the names off the jerseys and just said, let's look at them. Georgia's got the returning quarterback, who arguably best quarterback in the conference, if it's not Matt Corral, might be one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. Alabama has to find a new starting quarterback again, and that'll be Bryce Young. This will be the third different starting quarterback in the last 3 years. At some point, that does catch up to you. I know it was Tua and Mac Jones. At some point, even Bama, the machine that they are, has a hiccup. Georgia has continuity at offensive coordinator. Alabama's got a new offensive coordinator. That stuff is supposed to matter to most teams. Georgia has a ton of returning skill position players. Alabama's trying to replace a ton of skill position players who weren't just good, they were elite, and they went to the NFL. Alabama's had 10 first-round picks over the last 2 years. 10. They've had 17 players drafted in the last 2 seasons in the first 3 rounds of the draft. They're trying to replace that. Yes, they have elite recruits coming in, but it goes from Tua to Mac Jones, who were both top 15 picks. Wide receivers like Devonta Smith, Jalen Waddle, Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, these were all first-round picks. offensive. They almost lost a full offensive line in the last 2 years. Jedrick Wills, Landon Dickerson, Alex Leatherwood, Deontay Brown, a stud running back in Najee Harris. A list of defensive players who, again, were taken in the first three rounds of the draft, like Patrick Surtain, Christian Barmore, Xavier McKinney, Trayvon Diggs, Raekwon Davis, Terrell Lewis, Anthony Jennings. Like I said, you could pick Bama every year to win the conference, and if you over the next 10 years, you'd probably be right 8 times. They have earned the benefit of the doubt with their ability to replace elite talent. But even a machine like Bama has to have a hitch, has to have a hiccup somewhere. This is the year, though, you're trying to decide based on what you know about Georgia. Do you give them the vote, or do you go based on benefit of the doubt of what you think that Alabama will replace all that elite talent again? Georgia is the better team. They have the better answer at quarterback. They have continuity offensive coordinator. They turn more skill position knowns. I would write on my ballot Georgia to win. This is the exception to the rule year, not just write Alabama down because they get the benefit of the doubt. Georgia's the better team. They should win the East. They should win the conference. It'll be a fun season to play it out, but I'll remind you later in the week when the overwhelming vote again will be Alabama in the conference. We are brought to you by the great folks at United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. Once again, I'll remind you, they will take 10% off any of that pressure washing you need. Your driveway, your deck, your fence, a soft wash of your home. 10% off. Just mention promo code MATLANA when you go to UnitedBinCleaning.com, or you can call the owner, Jeff Terry, directly. He will take that call at 404-889-3355. We're also brought to you by the Daily Draft. Go have lunch today. Mention the Daily 10. They'll take 10% off your lunch order. I'll be on the radio in Atlanta this afternoon. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.